Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. We'll be starting the shiur in the middle of Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, the Gemara of Ki Asa Ula Amar Ebru Le'el. The Gemara says, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that they made El extra day, they made El 30 days, and the Rosh Hashanah would be on the 31st day after El started. And Ula said, Yodin Chavim Bavloi Maitivus Avdinam Bahadayu, that we did a tremendous favor for the people in Bavel, and the Gemara says, Maitivusa, and the Gemara explains two reasons why they were Ma'abir El, either Mishum Yarka or Mishum Mesaya. And the Gemara explains like this. Mishum Mesaya means that they didn't want that a dead person should go 2 days before he's buried. So, therefore, they did not want Rosh Hashanah to come out in a way that Yom Kippur would come out on a Friday or on a Sunday. Which would mean that Rosh Hashanah, if it's a Wednesday, would have to be pushed off, because if Rosh Hashanah would come out on a Wednesday, then Yom Kippur would come out on a Friday. If the 30th day of El is a Wednesday, it's pushed off, and that way Rosh Hashanah won't be on Wednesday, so that Yom Kippur won't be on Friday, because if Yom Kippur is on Friday, so you have Yom Kippur and Shabbos as two consecutive days where you can't bury anyone. So if someone would die on Yom Kippur on the Friday, he would not be able to be buried till Sunday, and that would be too much, the body would start to decompose. Similarly, we don't want Yom Kippur to come out on Sunday, because that's again two consecutive days, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah would then not be able to come out on a Friday. If Rosh Hashanah would come out on a Friday, that would make that Yom Kippur would come out on a Sunday. And again, Shabbos and Sunday, Shabbos Yom Kippur would be consecutive. If anyone would die on Shabbos, he won't be able to be buried till Monday. That's too much. This is the time of Mesaya, and the Gemara explains everyone agrees to this reason. So according to this reason, they would avoid having Rosh Hashanah come out on Wednesday, because then Yom Kippur would come out on Friday, and it would be two consecutive days, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and there would be a problem of burying the dead. Also, Rosh Hashanah would be avoided on Friday, because then Yom Kippur would come out on Sunday. Again, you'd have the two consecutive days. The reason that was a machloikis was Yarkaya. Yarkaya is the vegetables, that you won't be able to pick vegetables. So there, that's a question with Yom Tov. Yom Tov being consecutive with Shabbos is not a problem with Messiah, the Gemara says, because Efshe ba'amami. On Yom Tov, he could bury dead people with Goyim, which is not allowed on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos. And Yarka, that's a question if that's a concern. The question is, if we're going to have Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov will come out on Sunday, so it'll come out that Shabbos and Sunday, there won't be able to be any vegetables cut. So all the vegetables, you wouldn't have any vegetables to eat on Sunday, which is Yom Tov, because the ones that were cut on Erev Shabbos already would wilt. So therefore, they would push it off if Rosh Hashanah would come out on Sunday, so that would make that Yom Tov, Sukkot also would be on Sunday, and there'd be a problem with the Yarka, there'd be a problem with the vegetables, that you'd have to cut the vegetables Erev Shabbos, and they wouldn't be good or ready to eat on Sunday. The Gemara is a shayla, if that's really a concern, or it's Efshe b'chamimi, you could use the cooked vegetables. So according to this Gemara, they would push off Rosh Hashanah to avoid being on a Wednesday or on a Friday, so that Yom Kippur shouldn't come out on a Friday or on a Sunday because of Messiah. And there's a machlekes if they would have pushed off Rosh Hashanah from being on a Sunday because of Yarkaya, because that would make Shabbos and Yom Tov come out consecutively and there'd be a problem with the vegetables. That's the sugya here. There's also a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which discusses if a Shana Rabba could come out on Shabbos. And Taisus there discusses that the Yerushalmi mentions that they would avoid having a Shana Rabba would come out on Shabbos. That would be additional reason why Rosh Hashanah would not be able to come out on Sunday. If Rosh Hashanah would be on Sunday, a Shana Rabba would be on Shabbos. And then we won't be able to do the mitzvah Arava. We won't be able to take the Arava on a Shana Rabba if it comes out on Shabbos. That's what the Yishalmi says, and the Gemara in the Bavli alludes to it, that they would avoid having Hashanah Rabbah to be on Shabbos. Taisus there asks, why would they be so concerned that Hashanah Rabbah wouldn't come out on Shabbos, so you wouldn't be able to do Arava, when they're not similarly concerned that Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the first day of Sukkot shouldn't come out on Shabbos. When the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we have to avoid taking shofar, blowing shofar, and the first day of Sukkot, that would push off the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, of Lulav, which is Deraisa. And that we're not concerned about, that we allow Rosh Hashanah to come out on Shabbos, we allow the first day of Sukkot to come out on Shabbos, even though that would mean not being Mekai in the mitzvah Deraisa of Shofar and of Lulav. So why would we be more concerned about the mitzvah of Arava and not allow Hashanah Rabba to come out on Shabbos? Taisus answers that Shofar and Lulav, which are Deraisa, if you push it off 1 year, if you won't do them 1 year because it's Shabbos, that won't cause a zilzal. Everyone still will be keep the mitzvah scrupulously because they know it's a mitzvah deraisa. Mashenka and Arava, if we'll come out on Shabbos 1 year and won't be able to do the mitzvah Arava, since the mitzvah Arava is only derabanan, people might stop being mezalzal in the mitzvah Arava. Therefore, the Yishalmi says that they pushed off Rosh Hashanah, shouldn't come out on Sunday, so that Hashanah Rabbah shouldn't be on Shabbos. That's the only other makar in Shas for pushing off Rosh Hashanah from a specific day. So I want to speak generally about this inyan of Loi Adu Reish, as it's called in the Paiskim. Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Adu, Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. I want to discuss this Gemara, which seemed to be the Makar for it, but it's not so Pashit. Let's discuss the various Shitas. But first, a quick Akdama. We're going to discuss this inyan also in the next year. That there's really two modes of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's the way they did Kiddush HaChodesh when they had a Sanhedrin, which the Rambam says that they kept all the way until the days of Abaye and Rava. This is what this Gemara is discussing, where Edom see the moon and they come to be made to Bezdin, they come to testify that they saw the moon, and the day the Edom see the new moon, that day becomes Rosh Chodesh. And Bezin's Kaveh the Chodesh on the day the Edom see the new moon. If they see the new moon on the 30th day, that would make the previous month a 29-day month, and Rosh Chodesh would be the 30th day. If they would not see the moon on the 30th day, that would make the Chodesh a Chodesh Me'umr. It would be 30 months, and they would make Rosh Chodesh on the following day. This is the Kiddush HaChodesh that was done in the times of the Mishnayos and the times of the Gemara, all the way until the times of Abaye and Rava. Today, however, we have no Edom. We do not have a Sanhedrin. We don't have Kabbalah's Edus of the Riyas HaLevana. The calendar is based, it's a calendar which is based on calculations. The calendar is fixed for all the years, and it's based on the Meilat of the Levana, which means, briefly, the Riyas HaLevana means every month the moon appears, and it appears as a very small sliver, and it gets bigger and bigger. After 2 weeks, it's a full moon, and then it gets smaller and smaller. After another 2 weeks, it's already gone. That process takes approximately 29 and a half days. Now, the moon's Ria, the moon's visibility, that's what was Kaveh of the Chodesh in the times of Mekadesh al Piria, and every month, whenever the moon would be visible, that would be Rosh Chodesh. If it would be the 30th day, it would be visible, then it's Rosh Chodesh. If it won't be visible the 30th day, then Rosh Chodesh would be the next day, the 31st day. But the calculation today is based on the Meilad, which occurs before the Ria, when the moon actually is in conjunction with the earth and the sun. That's why it disappears, because the sun is not reflecting its light on the moon. When it's in the same line, when it's lined up, the moon, the earth, and the sun, and it's going now again to go and circle the earth, that's called the Meilad. And we base the calendar, we make Rosh Hashanah on the day of the Meilad of Tishrei, except if the Meilad is after Chatzais, then it gets pushed off a day, and that's discussed on Amud Beis. And also, if the Meilad is on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday, then we push it off. We don't make Rosh Hashanah Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. We make Rosh Hashanah the following day, the Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. That's how we make the calculations by Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. So we know that we keep this rule of Loi Adu Reish in our current calendar, which is done Al Pi Cheshbon. The question is, there's a question in the Rishonim, did they keep the rule as a hard and fast rule, Loi Adu Reish, even when they will be Mekadesh Al Pi Ria? So there are three shitas in this inyan. There are actually three shitas in the Rishonim we could discern if they kept the rule, the principle of Loya Duraish, even when they were Mekadesh al Piriya. Because we first have to mention the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is on the Gillian of Agamara, and Rabbeinu Chananel on both on Amun Aleph and Amun Beis. And this is also what many Rishonim bring from Rav Sadia Gaon. That Rav Sadia Gaon believes, and Rabbeinu Chananel holds that way, and this Shita is also discussed extensively, Rabbeinu Bechai on his Pirish and Chumash, on the Pasuk of Achaydesh Azalachem, brings a long piece from Rabbeinu Chananel, from the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel about this topic. Rav Sadia Gaon and Rabbeinu Chananel said that they always were only Mekadesh al Pi Cheshbon. The Edom were just there, Mitzvah Lekadesh al Pi Riya. But really, when the Edom came or not, did not affect when they made Rosh Chodesh. They made the Rosh Chodesh with the same Cheshbon that we make today. It's a Shver Shita. There are many Gemaras that indicate not that way. There are Gemaras that they bring as a Raya to this Shita. But according to this Shita, the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Sadia Gaon, the question doesn't really exist because, of course, they kept it as a hard and fast rule when they were Mekadesh al Pi Riya, because even then, they used the Cheshbon, they used the exact same Cheshbon we use today. That's one Shita in the Rishonim. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in the second parak refers to the Shita of Rav Sadia Gaon, and he says it's very shver, he doesn't understand how it stems with the Gemara. And he wondered if Rav Sadia Gaon only said this Shita, Lafuke the Karoim, being mefakfik about the calendar, and Rav Sadia Gaon wanted to be mechazigit, even with a concept which is not necessarily true, it was just to imatcha the Karoim, by saying that the calendar was always done al pi cheshbon. Al-Kopan and the Rishonim will bring it. Like we said, Rabbeinu Bechai brings the Rabbeinu Chananel that discusses it extensively. Also, Rabbeinu Chananel here on the Gillian also seems to be going with that Shita. Now, according to all the other Rishonim, that Avada, when they were Mekadesh al-Pi Riya, the Riyas Edom did affect the calculation, but many Rishonim hold that Bezin had Rishus to make the Chadashim the way they wanted, like this Sugya here, Gufa indicates. The sugya is discussing it. Did they have Rishus to make an extra day? Did they have Rishus to make a less day? A difference between Nisan and Tishrei? That's how the sugya HaGemara, sugya Shmaitza is mashma, and that's how Rav Rishonim go. Now, the Gemara that's mashma, that when they were Mekadesh al Pi Riya, they played around with the months Ba'ifin to make sure that Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they did it as a hard and fast rule, even when they were Mekadesh al Pi Riya, because they had Rishus to make variations, even though they were basing their months primarily on when the Edom would come, but they would be able to adjust it to fit the Cheshbonis that they wanted. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nandal Amud Beis, makes the statement that Rosh Hashanah never comes out on Friday, in order to explain the Mishnah there, why it didn't mention a certain amount of tkiyas that would have been made had Rosh Hashanah come out on Friday. And the Gemara there asks a question, that there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, a Mishnah, which the Tanon discuss if you're allowed to burn the Karbanis of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. In other words, if Yom Kippur comes out, or rather allowed to burn the Karbanis of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, would you be allowed then on Maitzis Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, to be makdir, the karbanis of Shabbos, the tzmidim and musafim on Shabbos, to burn the Yom Kippur. It's a machalikis tanon in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yadalit. The Gemara says that clearly indicates the Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday, which would mean that Rosh Hashanah could come out on Friday. And the Gemara in Sukkah answers, Hamani Acherim hi. And that Mishnah goes like Acherim, which our Gemara also brings down the Shita of Acherim, that Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah, Shana L'dal Yom Muvad. That Acherim doesn't allow for any variations. Acherim doesn't allow to be ma'abra or mechasa l'tzarech whatsoever. So, but according to the other Tanaim, there would not be a possibility of Rosh Hashanah coming out on Friday. So Tesis, in Psachim Daf Nuches Mebeis, and in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yedalad, assumes, like what the Gemara clearly indicates, that even when they were Mekadesh al Pi Riya, they did whatever they could, and they always succeeded, and having the Rosh Hashanah never comes out on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, or on a Friday. Loya Duraish would apply to Kiddush al-Pi Riya as well. We already mentioned the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, that why would you need Shluchim for Tishrei then? You'd be able to figure out, on almost every year, when Rosh Hashanah is coming out, as long as you know the rule that Rosh Hashanah can't come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. You would know, for instance, if the 30th day of Nisan was, let's say, on a Tuesday, so that would have to be Rosh Hashanah, because they wouldn't be able to push it off to a Wednesday, because that would be Layadu Reish. The 30th day would be on a Wednesday, so then that wouldn't be able to be Rosh Hashanah, that obviously would push it off to a Thursday. If the 30th day would be on a Thursday, you'd know that would be Rosh Hashanah. They couldn't push it off because they couldn't push it off to a Friday. And as I write, the only day when you'd have an actual suffix if they pushed it off or not is if Rosh Hashanah, if the 30th day would be on a Monday, so then they could make it on Monday, or they could push it off to Tuesday. But any other day of the week, Vaya Duresh would constrain them to either make it Malay or Chaser. Upon him, the Gemara in Sukkah, though, is Mashma, and that's how Taisus Nemzan, that Laya Duresh was a hard and fast rule, even when they were Mekadosh Alperia. And that's the second sheet of the Rishonim. Again, the first sheet was they were never really Mekadosh Alperia. The Kiddush always followed the Cheshbon that we used. And then, of course, Laya Duresh would be a rule in the times of Sanhedrin, the times that Edom would come, because they didn't determine it based on the Edom. And you have the sheet of Taisus, even though primarily they did determine the months with Edom, but they were able to play around with it, and what they did was they always made sure that Rosh Hashanah wouldn't come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, even though they were Mekadosh Alperia. But then you have the third Shita. Shita's Rashi, Imsachim, and Chesem, and Beis, and the Shita's Rambam, that while when Mekadosh Alperia, we go with the rule of Laya Duresh, that everyone agrees to, but when they're Mekadosh Alperia, it was not a hard and fast rule, and Rosh Hashanah was allowed to come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, if that's what had to be done, based on the Edom coming. So like we said, the Gemara in Sukkah is mashmanat the way, and the Achreinim already asked the Kasha, the Achreinim deal with it. But our Gemara, it would seem, it wasn't a hard and fast rule that they always were Ma'abir El because of these Strachim. It was just something which they could do, and they sometimes were Ma'abir El because of these Strachim. That's how Yilchai, you would have to learn up Rashi, Imsachim, Naftan Chesim, Amaz, and the Rambam, which never brings the din of Loya Duresh and Kiddush Alperi at all, and the Rambam brings the Mishnah of Chelve Shabbos Kraven B'yem Mikipurim and Tmidim U'Musafim. The Rambam clearly indicates that Lahalacha, when they were Mekadosh Alperi, they did make Rosh Hashanah Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he only brings the din of Loya Duresh only in our Cheshbon, in the Cheshbon of Kiddush Alpi Cheshbon, there, we make sure Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. That misses the Rambam's even more clear how he understands that Gemara and how he understands all the Gemaras that discuss playing around with the calendar, which there are Kama Gemaras that are Mashma, even though, like we said, there are Kama Gemaras that are Mashma, that when the Edom came, that determined when Rosh Chodesh is. And there are also Kama Gemaras that are Mashma, that Bezin had a fixed calculation how many Malayim and Chesayim they want, and whether a month should be Malay or Chaser. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches and Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh says the following. We discussed earlier two modes of Kiddush HaChodesh. The mode of Kiddush Alperia, that whenever Edom come on the 30th day and say they saw the moon, you make that Rosh Chodesh, and if the Edom do not come, then we make the following day Rosh Chodesh. And that's when there's a Sanhedrin. And Kiddush Alperia that we have today, there's no such thing as Edom coming. The calendar is affixed with the calculation, which is based on the Meilad. Rambam in Perek Yud Ches discusses a third mode. He discusses what happens when they were Mekadosh Alperia, they had a Sanhedrin, but it happens to be that the moon was not visible for a number of consecutive months on the 30th day, because it was cloudy, or because the moon was very small and people weren't able to discern it. And even though it was supposed to be visible on the 30th day, it happens to be no witnesses saw it. And he says, you can't just keep on pushing off the months and making them 30-day months and making Rosh Chodesh the 31st day for several consecutive months, because then you're going to wake up 1 month and the moon is going to be visible on the 25th or 26th day. Because if you're going to have several months in a row where they're 30-day months and you're making Rosh Chodesh the 31st day, so the Cheshbon, the cycle of the moon, now is going to be not synchronized with the Rosh Chodesh. And the Rambam says, Ein lech davar shel hefsed gadol mizeh. This will come out a tremendous problem. And the Rambam says, because of that, Bezin has Rishus to say that we're suspending the concept of making the months based on the visibility of the moon, and we're going to determine the months with its own cheshbon. We're going to make a certain amount of Malayim and Chesayim during the year, which is not going to be based on the actual visibility of the moon. And the Rambam says the Lacha Meshim Sinai allows them to do this. And the Rambam says there in Perek Yud Ches that whenever we find this concept that they were Mekadesh, they were Ma'abir, or Mechaser, or Chaydesh Letzayrich, the Gemara is discussing this mode of Kiddush HaChaydesh, the mode where the moon wasn't visible for a number of consecutive months on the 30th day, and therefore the cheshbon of the Riyas HaLavana was not in consonance with the when they made it Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they had to make a new cheshbon how they made it Rosh Chodesh, not based on the visibility, until it would get back on track. And in that particular mode, they were allowed then to make a month Chodesh, make a month Chaser or Malay, as they wished. And in that particular mode is when you have this inyan of Kiddush Letzarech. That's what the Rambam says. Seems clear that he understood when Ula came and said, Ebru Le'el, because of Yarka and Messiah, if they were in the mode where whenever Edom came, they would pronounce a Rosh Chodesh if the moon was visible on the 30th day. And if the moon wasn't visible, so then they would be ma'aber the Chodesh and make the Chodesh the 31st day. Then they wouldn't use Yarka and Messiah as a cheshbon. You have to listen to the Edom, whatever the Edom say. They're using Yarka and Messiah as a cheshbon when they're in the mode of the Kiddush HaChodesh, which happened because the moon wasn't visible for a number of consecutive months on the 30th day, and they had to make the Kiddush HaChodesh not based on the actual Riyas Levana, even though it was in the Zman of the Sanhedrin, and there they could be Ma'abra and Mekadesh Letzayrich. So that's the Rambam Shita. Now these are the three Shitas. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Sadia Gaon that says it was Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon. Tosfos, which is the Mashmoyus of the Gemara in Sukkah, that even when they were Mekadesh Al Pi Riya, they made sure to tweak it, they made sure to... they had a right to adjust it, even though it wouldn't stem with the Riyah, like the Gemara here, Mazmashma. But they would do it every single year to make sure that Rosh Hashanah never comes out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the Shita's HaRambam, and Rashi's Mashawayim Sach and Mechesim and Beis, that today, when the Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon, then Loyadi Rosh is a hard and fast rule. We never change from it. But when the Mekadesh Al Pi Riyah, then it was not a hard and fast rule, it was only done occasionally, and like we said in the Rambam, it was only done in the mode that they were not using the Edom to be Mekadesh. Now, one more Ara, which is connected to what we're just saying. The Gemara explains the reason why they pushed off the Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, from Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, is because of Yarkaya Mesai. These practical reasons why they didn't want Yom Kippur and Shabbos to be on consecutive days, or they didn't want Yontif and Shabbos to be on consecutive days, would make a problem with burying the dead, it would make a problem with the vegetables. But the Rambam doesn't give this reason. The Rambam says a completely different reason. The Rambam says, it's a bit complicated what he means, and I'll say it b'kitzer, the Rambam says that the reason why they pushed it off from Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday is because when we use the calculations for the Meilad, which our calendar is based on, we use a calculation which goes that the Meilad occurs every 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim, which is about two-thirds of an hour. And we use that precise calculation every single month, that we consider the Meilad, that the Meilad comes up, the cycle of the moon is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 Chalakim, and then you have a new moon. But like the Gemara says later, the moon is pamim ba barucha pamim ba b'ktzar. The Gemara says in the second parak, shemesh yada mevoy yireach lo yada mevoy. We don't have an exact, the moon does not follow an exact calculation. So this 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim is an average. It's an average. That's the average time the moon goes around. But every month it actually varies. The Rambam actually does write how you can figure out the precise calculation of the moon, would vary from month to month. Now the Rambam says that by pushing it off from Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're able to have a more accurate Meilad. The Meilad that we use is an average Meilad, and when you push it off from Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, you'd be able to reach the Meilad Hamiti, the actual Meilad. Very, very unclear how pushing it off Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday would get you to a more accurate Meilad. That's what the Rambam says. Be it as it may, whatever the Pshat is, the Rambam does not say the Gemara's time of Yarka and Messiah. So, this bothered the Ravid. Now, Sagas the Ravid says, the Gemara says a different reason. Besides that the Ravid says he can't understand why pushing north from Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday would help you get to the Meilad Amiti, he says, why would Sunday, Machata Adu, Mazacha Baghaz, why is Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday days that the Meilad Amiti wouldn't come out on, and Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos days that the Meilad Amiti would come on? Besides for that question, the Ravid is bothered. The Gemara says a different reason. Why are we inventing reasons? So, Achreinim answer, the Mekavis HaMishnah brings this answer from the Tashbats, the Levush says this answer, that in trying to get to the Meilad Amiti, the main thing is, and this is how the Rambam is Mashma, is to stagger it. That Rosh Hashanah shouldn't come out on the Meilad every year. It should be... There should be some days of the week where you make Rosh Hashanah come out that day, if the Meilad comes that day, and other days where you don't. It should be staggered. One day yes, one day not. One day yes, one day not. That's what the Rambam says. This is how the Levush puts it. He says, of course, Chazal would never go and decide when Rosh Hashanah is based on such practical cheshbonos of Yarka Messiah. Chalila to say such a thing. The reason is because this is the more correct day for Rosh Hashanah to come out. But in order to get to the Meilad Amiti, all you need is to have the Chiyos. You'd have to push it off from some days. There'd have to be 3 days in the week where you'd push it off. But which 3 days? That's open. So why did they pick these particular 3 days? That's because of Yarka Messiah, like the Gemara says. That's what Elvush learns. But Lamaisa, I have it a little bit schwer, because, like we said, there are really two sugyas here. There's really a sugya of why we push off Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday when we're being Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon. And there's another sugya, why we push off Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday when we're being Mekadosh al pi Riya, which L'dasa Rambam is not a hard and fast rule. So L'chayr, that's the Teretz. The Gemara was talking about when they were Mekadosh al pi Riya. When they're Mekadosh al pi Riya, the Meilad is not the important part of the calendar. The Riya is. It's two things. The Meilad is when the moon is in conjunction. The Riya occurs later, according to the Rambam, 18 hours later, at the least. The Rambam also has an entire cheshbon, how to figure out when the moon is going to be visible. But it's at a different time. So the question of reaching the actual Meilad is only applicable to when we're Mekadosh al pi cheshbon, and the Rosh Chodesh and the Rosh Hashanah is based on the Meilad, and then you have the cheshbon of reaching the actual Meilad. Mashenkin, when they're Mekadosh al pi Riya, the Meilad isn't relevant. The Riya is relevant. So, therefore, I would think that there's two things, there's two sugyas. Our sugyas talking about the Mekadosh al pi Riya. In that case, the Rambam holds, generally speaking, they did not avoid having Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. It was only in certain years, when the Cheshbon worked out that way, when they're being Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon for these particular years, and they were able to make the variation, then they did a favor for the Bnei Bavel, like the Gemara says, they did it to Vusa, and they pushed it off for Yarka and Messiah. But this was not the hard and fast rule. Adarabah, normally, they would base it on when the Edom would come, and Yarka and Messiah wouldn't play a role in the calculation at all. But then, when we have Kiddush al pi Cheshbon, when we have the Kiddush, which is based on the calculation, and there also, Yarka and Messiah wouldn't play a role here. There's a hard and fast rule that Rosh Hashanah can never come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's always pushed off, and the calendar's always adjusted for that. So there, the Rambam says a different time. That has nothing to do with the Gemara. That's the cheshbonus of the calendar application, which the Rambam holds as Allah HaMashim Sinai. And the reason for this particular thing is like the Rambam says, L'ilafkeim b'yayim ha'mayil na'amiti. That's the chayra, what should come out of the Rambam. It's a little bit shver. Why the Achreinim were bothered, why they said this teretz, when it's clear that the Rambam has two things, the Kiddush al pi Riya, which the Rambam does not paskin layadu reish. And it was in, by Kiddush al-Piriya. Ula was in the times of Makadosh al-Piriya. It was before Abayin Rava. And he came from Eretz Yisrael to tell them the news that Ibru el. Obviously, this wasn't a cheshbon. This was Kiddush al-Piriya. It wasn't a hard and fast rule. They just did it occasionally when they could. They did a favor to the Bnei Bavel when they were able to make this variation, and that was because of Yarek and Messiah. But the Rambam that brings Laya Duresh, that was by Kiddush Al-Pi Cheshbon. Kiddush Al-Pi Cheshbon is a whole different Cheshbon, that's a hard and fast rule, and that's because of the Meilad, because Kiddush Al-Pi Cheshbon is based on the Meilad. There the Rambam says that in order to reach the Meilad Amiti, that's why they did it on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And now let's say a few Aris on the Seder HaGemara. The Gemara, right after the Ula said, the Ibru el, and the Gemara says about Yerkai and Messiah, the Gemara asks a kasha from the Braisa of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. V'tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yochel k'shem sh'ma'arbim es ha'shana l'tzerech, kach ma'arbim es ha'chodesh ha'tzerech, tamuloy ma'chodesh ha'zeh lechem, resh kadashim, k'zer eva kadesh. And the Gemara says you can ma'arbim resh ha'shana, in order for Yerkai and Messiah, the Gemara asks a kasha from the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel that says that you would think that just like you could make a Shana Mu'uberis, you could add a month to a year, Letzarech, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and they other Vatkufu Peirai Se'ilon, that if the Tvua isn't ripe, or the Peirai Se'ilon isn't ripe, or so they wouldn't have the fruit for the Karbanis, so they could be Ma'abir the year for that, for practical considerations, you would think that you could be Ma'abir the month, make the month an extra day for practical considerations. Tamalayim ha'chaydesh ha'zelechem has to be a chaydesh ha'zelechem k'zer eva kadesh. The only thing that could determine the month is the riyas ha'levana. So the Braisa clearly says that you cannot use the practical considerations of Yarka Messiah to determine the Rish Chaydesh. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's first teretz was Amarav le'kasha kan la'abre kan le'katshe. There's a difference. To go and make it Rish Chaydesh on the 30th day without Edom coming, so that's a stirut to k'zer eva kadesh. Then you cannot make it Rish Chodesh if Edom didn't come. You're making a Rish Chodesh based on nothing that you're not allowed to do. But to simply reject the Edom, not let the Edom come, and then the Chodesh will be Me'ubir because no Edom came because you didn't accept the Edom, that's acceptable at Tzairich. And the Gemara brings Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the same thing. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Ma'ayman ala Edom ala Chodesh shenir b'zman ala Abri. That much you could do, you could tell the Edom, you could scare the Edom into not testifying when they want to testify and say the Edus that the moon is visible on the 30th day and you want them not to do it because you have a tzarech to be ma'abirit, so that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to push off the Edom. The Ein ma'ayman ala Edom ala chayde shaloy nere b'zman ila katshe, but to go the other way and to get the Edom to say a false Edus and to make the chaydesh on the 30th day, even though there really are no Edom, that you're not allowed to do. So to that, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Eini, v'asholche Rabbi Nesia, the Rabbi Ami, have yodin shekol yom shab yechanan hayim melamdeinu, all the days of yechanan he taught us, ma'ayim al Edom ha'chayri shalai nir b'zmane, l'kadshay, afa pi shalai ru yom re'inu. Rabbi Yechanan even allowed to make a month chaser, you're allowed to actually make a Rish Chodesh on the 30th day, even though you don't have Edom, you just tell the Edom to say that they saw the moon. So Abaye answers, there's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei and the other months. Rashi learns that Nisan and Tishrei is a bigger tzairich, and therefore, by Nisan and Tishrei, you could both be mechaser and be ma'abed months as you will. Other months is not such a big tzairich, and therefore, you're allowed to be ma'abed them letzairich, but you cannot be mechaser them letzairich. Taisus brings down a pshat faket, other Rishayim also, that there is a pshat faket. The Nisan and Tishrei, since the months, the Yom Tovim are directly tully in the months of Nisan and Tishrei, there you can't play around as much. You can be ma'abirat l'tzayrich, but you can't be mechasirat l'tzayrich. Mashenk in the other months, where the Yom Tovim are not directly tully in the other months, there you could both be ma'abirat and mechasirat. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. So the Briskerov asked two kashas on this Gemara. Brisker Rav is in his Sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh Yom HaSukkah. The Brisker Rav has two kashas. The first kasha is like this. Rabbi Shmuel is coming from Exeris HaKosov. He's bringing a raya from a pasuk, HaChodesh HaZel Lachem Reish Kadashim Kizer Eva Kadesh, that you cannot be Mechaser HaChodesh L'Tzerech. So now we can understand that the Gzeiras HaKasev is only discussing being mechaser a month. To go and say that a month is Rish Chodesh when you didn't see the moon, that's a chesaron in Gzeiras Eva Kadesh. Mashenkin being ma'aber a month, that's not a chesaron in Gzeiras Eva Kadesh. The Pasuk doesn't teach you can't be ma'aber a month. Being ma'aber a month is not a problem. All you're doing is just not accepting the Eidim. That we can understand why the Pasuk means this and not that. But this chiluk between Nisan and Tishrei and other months, how does that fit into the Pasuk? The Pasuk teaches you Kizer Eva Kadesh. The Pasuk would seemingly go on all months. If we find that in Nisan and Tishrei you could be Mechas L'Tzarech, or according to the other Pshat, in the other months you could be Mechas L'Tzarech, that would seem to indicate that Midiraisa, you could be Mechas L'Tzarech, it's just this chiluk between Nisan and Tishrei and other months would seem to be a Derabanan. Al-Kabanim, it certainly wouldn't fit into the Pasuk. So perhaps you could say, according to this teretz, the pasuk is an asmachta, but he says the Baal Amor is mefurish that the pasuk makes it deraisa, and still we're making a chol tinisin and tishrei in the other months. How does that fit? That's the first kasha. Second kasha, the Brisker Rav asks is the following kasha. He starts off like this. The Gemara earlier had said, the Gemara earlier on the Yatesim and Beis coming up to Chafim and Aleph, that the Adar hasamach anisin la'olam chaser. Adar HaSamach HaNisan is always chaser, which would obviously mean that even if Eidim don't come, they do not come to on the 30th day, you still are going to make it Rish Chodesh. Now that's Nisan. Adar HaSamach HaNisan, we're dealing with the month of Nisan. And still we see that in the month of Nisan, you could be Mechaser L'Tzarech. According to Rashi, it's okay. In Nisan, you're allowed to be Mechaser L'Tzarech. But according to the other Rishonim that say that Nisan and Tishrei, you're not allowed to be Mechas L'Tzarech, only the other months, how does it shtim with the Gemara earlier that says clearly the Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, which is Nisan, is La'olam Chaser, we're Mechaserit. So the Rav says this Kasha is not such a Shver Kasha, because we could say that particular Teretz, the man, the Yomar that had held Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, La'olam Chaser, which the Gemara ends up schlugging up, that man, the Yomar, didn't hold like this Teretz of Rav that Abaya, that there's a chiluk Nisan and Tishrei in other months. It held the Rav's teretz that had a tani Rav Shmuel zacherimi, the Rav Shmuel that says that you cannot be, make any variations, you cannot be ma'abr or mechasel l'tzarech, goes like a cherim, a shita tanam that holds ein bein rashan hashan al dalad yamim, that you can't do anything l'tzarech. But if you don't hold like a cherim, so then you can do everything l'tzarech, and he would not hold like a b'shul ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi clearly says that you cannot be mechasel l'tzarech. And this man, the Amma, says, by a month of Nisan, that Adar HaSamach HaNisan la'olam chaser. So it's okay. It's a machlokes. He argues that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. But the problem is Rabbi Shimon ben Levi himself. Earlier, on the Afyotesim and Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was made, Mishum Kol HaKadish Yerushalayim, that both Adars are chaser. Both Adars are always chaser. When there's a leap year, both Adars are chaser. Now, the Rav says, like the Cheshbin, the first Adar is a non-Nisan and Tishrei month. The second Adar is a Nisan and Tishrei month. It's Nisan. So here you see clearly Rav Shua ben Levi himself saying, on a non-Nisan and Tishrei month and on a Nisan month, that Bezin is Mechaser then, even when Edom don't come. That's what it means that the both Adars are Chaser. So how does it stem with Rabbi Shimon Levi's own statement that you can only be ma'aber l'tzarech, but you can't be mechasel l'tzarech? And he can't answer this as a chiluk Nisan v'Tishrei in other months, because earlier Rabbi Shimon Levi himself said on both a Nisan v'Tishrei month and on a non-Nisan v'Tishrei month that you could be mechaseret. So it's a tremendous stira. The two kashas in the Brisker Rav. The first kasha is, if the din of not being mechas is a derech tzedek and din, how could you be mechal tinisim v'tishrei in other months? And the second kash is Rabbi Shimon ben Levi himself that makes the chilut between, that he says that you could be ma'abel tzarech, but you can't be mechas l'tzarech. He himself said, the shnei adarim al-olam chaser, you see that you could be mechaseret, and one of them is nisim v'tishrei and one of them is not. So the chilut of nisim v'tishrei, no matter which way you put it, won't work. And for the Brisker Rav, a gavaldig yisoit. Like we said in the Rambam, there's a mode that Bezin can mekadesh al piriya, there's a mode that Bezin's not mekadesh al piriya. So the Brisker Rav says the following. There is a mitzvah lekadesh al piriya. Bezin is supposed to be mekadesh al piriya. What's determined the month is supposed to be the Rias Edom. However, if Bezdin, for whatever reason, decides not to be Mekadesh Al-Piriyah, they're going to be Mevatel this mitzvah of Mekadesh Al-Piriyah, but the Chaydesh will be Chal, not Al-Piriyah. And the Chaydesh will be Chal, that would be the din of the Chaydesh. You have to keep the Yom Tovim, whatever Bezdin tells you to do it. But Bezdin's not keeping the mitzvah of Mekadesh Al-Piriyah. Now, in Agamor, it is a Chiddush that Bezdin is not necessarily Mechuyiv to keep the mitzvah of Mekadesh Al-Piriyah. Sometimes Bezdin can suspend it. So Zakhtar Rav Azai. The Xeris HaKosov of Rav Ben Shmuel is discussing the mitzvah of Kadesh Al-Piriyah. When you do the mitzvah of Kadesh Al-Piriyah, there's a Havamina that you're being Mekayim the mitzvah of Kadesh Al-Piriyah even when you're being Ma'abar and Mechassel Tzerich. Vaisis is such a Havamina. On that we say no. Kezer Eva Kadesh tells you that a chodesh is elachem, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of the kadesh al piriyah, you need an actual riyah. And that's where Rabbi Shulman Levi makes the chilek. Rabbi Shulman Levi says, that's in regard to being mechaser. When you're mechaser, even l'tzarech, that's not called being mekadesh al piriyah. That's why, generally speaking, you can't be mechaser l'tzarech. But when you're ma'abar l'tzarech, Rabbi Shulman Levi holds it's not a steer to kadesh al piriyah. That's okay. Even if you're the one that's engineering that the Edom don't come, as long as you weren't actually Mekadesh the 30th day without a Riyah, what you did was you just ignored the Edom and allowed the Chaydish to come over by itself, that's not even a steer to Kiddush Al-Piriyah. That's fitting in to the Klal of Mekadesh Al-Piriyah. That's not a violation of the mitzvah of Mekadesh Al-Piriyah. That's Rebbe Shulman Levi's Chiddush. Now, but when you have a Chiddush between Nisan and Tishrei and other months, the chilek is as follows. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says that Nisan v'Tishrei, you could be mechaser l'tzarech. Zok derav, al karchach you have to learn, because the Xeris HaKos is going on all the months, that avada mitzad the mitzvah l'kadesh al-piriyah by Nisan and Tishrei, also if you're mechaser, you're not doing the mitzvah l'kadesh al-piriyah. But there's a chiddush that by Nisan v'Tishrei, because of the importance of Nisan v'Tishrei, because of the practical tzarech that comes after Nisan v'Tishrei, Bezin is allowed to not to do the mitzvah of the Kadesh Al-Piriyah by Nisan v'Tishrei. Nisan v'Tishrei are months that there's a big tzarech to control, and therefore they could even be mechaser at the tzarech. And the reason is, since it's such a big tzarech, they're allowed not to do the mitzvah of the Kadesh Al-Piriyah. Other months, no. Other months, the tzarech is not as great. You could be ma'aber, because that's not a steer to being mekadesh al-piriyah, but you can't be mechaser. That's considered that you're not being mekadesh al-piriyah. So this answers the first question in the Brisker Rav. How could it be that there's a deraisa de kechilek, Nisan and Tish in other months, when the pasuk is going on all the months? But negay of the pasuk's just teaching you what's called kiddush al-piriyah. There it's the same. Being ma'aber, you're still doing the mitzvah of the Kadesh Al-Piriyah. Being mechaser, you're not doing the mitzvah of the Kadesh Al-Piriyah. And that applies to all months. The chilek Nisan v'Tishrei and the other months, Nisan v'Tishrei, because of the bigger tzarech, there, Bezin is allowed not to do the mitzvah of the Kadesh Al-Piriyah. The other months is not as big of a tzarech, there Bezin is obligated to keep the mitzvah of the Kadesh Al-Piriyah, and that's why they can't be mechaser. And similarly, according to the other pshat, if you hold that Nisan v'Tishrei, you can't be mechaser, and other months you could. The pshat's like this. Really, when there's a tzayrich, you could, by other months, violate the mitzvah of Kadesh HaPiriyah, not do the mitzvah of Kadesh HaPiriyah because of the tzayrich. That's fine. But that's because the Yom Tovim are not totally in that kiddush. So the mitzvah of Kadesh HaPiriyah doesn't have such great ramifications. It doesn't become as wichtig, that mitzvah. But Nisan and Tishrei were the months is Tali in them. So not only will the Rosh Chodesh be done Shalei Al-Piriyah, or so the Yom Tovim be done Shalei Al-Piriyah, that there's such a big mitzvah of Kadesh Al-Piriyah, Bezin's not allowed to suspend the mitzvah of Kadesh Al-Piriyah, even for a tzarech. And therefore, the only ma'aber, not mechaser, by Nisan v'Tishrei. That's going to be the cheshbon of the Gemara, the cheshbon of the Sugya, according to the other Rishayim. But either way, the Tzana Shav is like this. If Bezin decides, even Shalaika did, not to be Mekadesh Al-Piriyah, Avada Tzchal. And there are rules. When Bezin has to do the mitzvah, Mekadesh Al-Piriyah, Al-Kapanim, the mitzvah, and they would do it, even if there's a Tzarech, they would not be mechaser the month because of the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah. And when Bezin is not mechuyiv to do the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah, when there's a tzayich, they'll be mechaser, and this month we won't be mechaying the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah. So Mela, the Rav wants to answer second kasha also this way. Rav Shulam Halevi is talking, like we said, in the etzem mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah, there's a chilek. Being ma'abr the month is not a steer to l'kadosh ha'piviyah. Being mechaser is. And like the Gemara explains, whether it's Nisan v'Tishrei, they're always mekadosh ha'piviyah, and the other months it's okay if you're not. Or fakeret, Nisan v'Tishrei, they suspended the din of kiddush ha'piviyah because of the tzarech. The other months they didn't. Some months that you're mechuyiv to mekadosh ha'piviyah, and some months Bezin did not do the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah. By an Ibiyar, Rav Shulam Halevi is being mechadosh a new thing earlier in Daf Yetesim Beis. By an Ibiyar that you have two Adars, on both Adars there was a takana to make them both chaser, and by both Adars, despite the fact that one's a Nisan v'Tishrei month and one's not, but this was a new takanas chachamim by a Shanim Uberes that both Adars should be chaser, and by both Adars not to do the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah. That's the din of the two Adars l'olam chaser. But it's not a steer to Rav Shulam Halevi that says he can't be a mechaser. He's talking about how to be mekayim the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah. And like we said, just like by Nisan v'Tishrei or by the other months, they didn't necessarily do the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah. Who would name Hashanah Muberes by both Adars, despite the fact that one's a Nisan month and one's not, but by the two Adars of Hashanah Muberes, also they didn't do the mitzvah l'kadosh ha'piviyah, and also they were allowed to do that. Le'ezet tzarech, le'ezet takana. That's a shtickel from the Brisker Rav. And now one more ara, just to say over a very interesting Rambam, a very big chiddush that the Rambam has in this sugya, that's discussed widely in the Acharonim. The Gemara that we just discussed, the Ma'aymim ala Eidim, to say that to be Ma'abir the month, the Ma'aymim ala Eidim to be Mechas in the month, that's how Rav Yishayim learned the Gemara, that's the Pashtus of the Gemara. Like we mentioned, the Shittas of Rambam is that they didn't do it. At the times they were Mekadosh al Piriya, the Riya was the only Kaveya, they weren't Ma'abir l'tzayrach, they weren't Mechas l'tzayrach. And like the Rambam says in Perek Ches in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, anytime you find a tzayrach being involved in the Iber and the Chaser of the years was when they were in the other mode, the mode where the moon wasn't visible for a few consecutive months, and they had to then go to the mode of Kiddush HaChodesh, which wasn't based on Riya. But when they were basing it on Riya, they never changed. So according to the Rambam, what's the Pshan and Ma'aymin? What does this Gemara mean, the Ma'aymin on the Eidim to say that they, to say early, the Ma'aymin and the Eidim to be Ma'ab of the month? What's the Pshan in that? So the Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel, Nilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, is a very mechudish dik Pshat. He bases it on Akdama, that the Rambam says a Shita, which Rav of the Rishayim argue on, Ramish other Rishayim will argue, that the Rambam says a Shita, that you could be mekadosh the chodesh l'mafreya, you can make a retroactive kiddush, which means that when the Eidim did not come on the 30th day, so they were ma'ab of the month, and they made Rosh Chodesh the 31st day. And then 4 or 5 days later, the Eidim come and said, we saw the moon on the 30th day, so they accept the Eidim, and they say l'mafreya, the month is the other month. L'mafreya, we do that the month was a 29-day month, and Rosh Chodesh L'mafreya becomes on the 30th day. Even though we already decided Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day, now L'mafreya we go back and make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. That's the Rambam Shita, you can mekadosh the month L'mafreya. The Ritva brings it here, the Ritva argues on it, it's Mavur Rashi and Taisus, everybody argues, and all the other Rishayim hold, that once the Eidim don't come the 30th day, that's it. Then the Chodesh is Ma'uber. That's the end of the story. Now the month is going to be a 30-day month, Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, and it doesn't change. But according to the Rambam, it could change. If the Eidim come afterwards, it could change, and the Chodesh could be Chasal Mafreya. So based on that, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, what's the case of Ma'aymin to be Ma'abrit? It means like this. The Eidim are coming. The Eidim didn't come the 30th day. You made the month Ma'uber. And now Eidim want to come to make you change L'mafreya. There the Gemara has a discussion. Are you Ma'ayim on the Eidim? And Ma'ayim, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean that you just ignore them. Ma'ayim means that you give them a very hard time. You medaktik on them, you mix them up, You try to be medactic on every single prat. You try to get them to contradict themselves. Whatever you could do to try to get it that the Eidah shouldn't be correct, it shouldn't be consistent, and therefore you'll be able not to listen to the Eidim. But he says if the Eidim persevere and they manage to get through your Eidim and it ends up that the Eidus ends up good, then you do make the Chaydish a Chaydish L'Mafreya. But that's the case of Ma'ayman ala Eidim to be Ma'abra the month. It's the case is you already were Ma'abra the month and now the Eidim are coming to change it L'Mafreya. There you Ma'ayim on them. You give them a very, very hard time trying very hard to get them to qualify their Eidus. And the case of being Ma'ayim to be Mechassid a month, he says like this. Let's say the Bezin knows that the moon was supposed to be visible on the 30th. And Eidim come and they're trying to testify that they saw the moon. But there become some inconsistencies. There become some problems. So if Bezin would do the ordinary Drisha V'chakira, the Eidim wouldn't work out. But Bezin knows that the moon is visible. So Bezin could then go and help the Eidim out and try very hard to get the Eidim to say the right things in order that the testimony should be consistent, should work, shouldn't become disqualified, and that's the Ma'ayman of L'chasrei. Similarly, the Rambam says, let's say two Eidim come and say they saw the moon, and Bezin knows that the moon is supposed to be visible. And then two Eidim come to say Imanu Hayisem, Mazimim. They come to make these Eidim Zaymimim. So you Ma'ayim very strongly on the Zaymimim. You give them the hardest time you could. You ask them all sorts of questions and you cross-examine them very, very, very thoroughly to try to disqualify their Eidus. But like in the other case, if you can't, you can't. And of course, you listen to the Eidim in the end. That's a Shittas Rambam in the Sugya. Now, in this Chiddush that the Rambam says about Kiddush L'Mafreya, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalet talks about it by Arichas. A lot of Achreinim discuss it. It's a very interesting Chiddush. The Turi Evan discusses it. Like we said, most of the Rishonim disagree with it. But one Ara, the Tzlach in Be'ed Avav, asks the following question. He says, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it's brought there in Be'ah, that one Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim came very late. They came after Mincha. They came after they brought the Tamid to be made that they saw the moon that day, the 30th day, this day Rosh Hashanah. And the problem was they had already brought the Tamid, and they sang the Shir Shel Chayil because they didn't think the Eidim were going to come. So they brought the Tamid, they sang the Shir Shel Chayil. And now that the Eidim came, they made the day Rosh Hashanah, so it came out the Eidim sang the wrong Shir. Said the wrong Shir. V'niskalku Levim b'Shir. So because of that, they made a Takana, no more accepting Eidim after Mincha. Once they already comes the Mincha, they already brought the Tamid, they sang the Shir Shel Chayil, we're not accepting Eidim after Mincha anymore. So fact that Tzlach, the Rambam holds that even if it's a few days later, the Rambam holds, even after Yom Kippur, even after Sukkot, really, you could accept Eidim and go back to L'Mafreya, but there's a Din Iyim, depending Nisan V'Tishrei, the Rambam discusses it. But Kumtais, everything was wrong. You made the whole day Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day, and now you're accepting Eidim to change it L'Mafreya, and that's not part of the Takana? And if the Eidim come in a Minchu L'Maila, and all the problem is that in the Skalko Levim Bashir, then there is a Takana, why wouldn't there be a Takana? Just like they made a Takana, Eidim shouldn't come after Mincha, because we don't want to have problems with the Shir, so certainly they should make a Takana, Eidim can come the next day, and mess up the whole calendar L'Mafrayim. So Slach says a Deichik Teretz, that they only made a Gzeir on a Milsa de Shricha. Eidim coming after Mincha is a Shriach. So therefore, they made a Takana, they shouldn't accept the Eidim. But Eidim coming the next day is not a Shriach. Milsa le Shriach le Gazer b'Rabbanan. That's what the Tzlach says. Shveri Teretz. So the Milchus Chinuch says a Teretz that, and it's based a little bit on the Rishonim on Daf Chaf Aleph, that when Bezdin decides that a month is, there's a din, that when Bezdin decides that something is a month, even if they made a mistake, the Gemara says later, Shetikru oisam b'mayadam, atikru oisam ala atem, atem afilum mezidim, atem afilum shegin, atem afilum mutan. Even if Bezdin made a mistake, or deliberately made Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, or by accident, Rosh Chodesh is chal the way Bezdin says it. So the Minchas Chinuch is Mechadish, and like we'll see, the Rishonim are Mefurish that you could say this Yisayin, that even if they change it L'Mafreya, But whatever they decided at the time, that was the real Rosh Chodesh. L'mashal, if they decided Rosh Hashanah was the 31st day because Edom didn't come, and that day was Rosh Hashanah, and then Edom came 3 or 4 days later, and l'mafreya they change it, but when they celebrated Rosh Hashanah, that was the real Rosh Hashanah because of this Yisayit of Atem. Even though you're changing it later, that's only the game, the Kana Laba. Even if the Edom come after Yom Kippur, they fasted on Yom Kippur, and now we want to say that the day they fast Yom Kippur is really the 9th day. And the Negeya Sukkos, we're going to make Sukkos a day earlier. But the Yom Kippur, since at the time, they had a din to believe that that was Yom Kippur. That was what they were supposed to. That was when they were supposed to celebrate Yom Kippur. That's the real day of Yom Kippur. Atem tells you that that's Mamash Yom Kippur, and it's not considered they did anything wrong. Now the Rishayim say this. We'll discuss this on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Rishayim say that when the Bnei Bavel didn't get the Shluchim that came from Eretz Yisrael, and they only keep one day of Yom Kippur, and they assume that it's Chaser. And they keep the day of Yom Kippur a day early because it's Chaser. And then the Shluchim come afterwards and find out that it's Malay. The Yom Kippur they kept was Kedin. They don't have to bring a Chatas because they ate on Yom Kippur. It was Kedin. And because of the Pasuk of Atem, the Rishayim are even a bigger Chiddush. The Rishayim are saying it even in a case where in Eretz Yisrael they knew the right day of Yom Kippur. Only in Bavel they didn't know the right day of Yom Kippur. And still the Rishayim say you could say Atem. And we'll discuss this in the later shir. But in this case, the Bezdin itself, the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael, was under the impression it's the wrong day because the Edom don't come. And they have a din to make it Mu'ubr at this point. So that becomes the Atem. So even though L'mafreya were changing the calculations and we're making the next Yom Tov based on the new calculations, but it doesn't change, the old calculations are considered correct because of Atem. So that's how the Mincha Schinuch answers the Kasha. When the Edom come after Mincha on Rosh Hashanah itself, so it's the same day. We're making this day Rosh Hashanah. We can't say that Atem tells you this day is Chol. It's the same day that we're making Rosh Hashanah. Behechrich, that's a kilkul. Behechrich, the fact that the Levim saying the Shir Shachol is a kilkul. But if they come the next day, they come 2 days later, and we're not making any other day Rosh Hashanah. They're coming a few days later, and we're just changing the calculations, so then whatever we kept B'Shaita is Rosh Hashanah, that remains. That's the din of Atem, Afilu Mezidim, Atem, Afilu Shegin, and that remains. It's only Minigay Mekana Laba, so Mel, there's no reason to make a Takana not to accept the Edom. That's the Minchas Chinuch Teretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.